You'll see that our service finishes with prayer. I'm going to ask you or invite you to join me, if you'd care to, in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead in these three short prayers. Father, thank you for dawn. We thank you for every beautiful memory that's been recalled here this afternoon. We thank you for her love, her laughter, her compassion, her generosity, her determination, her love of life, and her love for us. So, Father, hear our thanks today for all that Dawn meant to us, for all that she contributed, for the legacy that she leaves, for the inspiration that she was. We want to say thank you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen. And we pray for the family in particular who feel this loss the most today. For dear Ron, who's been such a champion alongside Dawn these past years. We think, of course, of Katie and Ben, Darby, Audrey and William, Kelly and Matthew and the one to come, Alicia and Tim, Olive and Goldie, Alex and Hetty and Lois. We also remember Dawn's siblings, Cynthia, Kerry and Judy. Our Father, please be with these dear people who are feeling this loss the most today. Be very near to them. Remind them that you love them. Remind them that Dawn loved you and is with you and is safe. Remind them that you're there to draw strength from, to run to when they need time out. Remind them that you are real and that you want to be ministering to them in their grief. So help them to cast all their cares, their sorrows, perhaps sometimes their anger, to run to you and to tell you all about it. And in talking to you, find a connection with you that they've perhaps not known before, one that is real and special and lasting. And for the extended family and friends who are feeling this greatly today, help them also to find hope and comfort in your words and in the way that Dawn came to know and trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Finally, Father, we thank you for the hope that there is in the gospel, in the good news of Jesus. We thank you that there is a world beyond this often very sad world, a beautiful world without crying or pain or suffering or death. We thank you that you invite us to share that with you, and that we can be sure that we can be there not because of anything we've done, but because of what you've done for us. So we thank you that through Jesus' death and resurrection, we can be sure of our forgiveness. We can be sure that we're reconciled to you. We can be sure that we're heading to be with you. Give us a deeper understanding of these truths, we pray. And may the hope that we have in the gospel save us from utter despair. May it temper our grief. And may it give us hope for the days ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.